USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported just last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness, and nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows made the decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021, and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. 8 people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. 8 of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden is set to welcome the new year in the Caribbean as he and his family embark on their traditional holiday trip to the Virgin Islands. However, Republicans, including Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, criticized the vacation, framing it as inappropriate amidst the ongoing crisis at the southern border. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs pointed to the border challenges, accusing the president of enjoying the Caribbean sun while an influx of illegal aliens continues. Recent polls indicate that the border situation remains a significant political concern for Biden, contributing to declining approval ratings in December. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican, has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. He stands out as one of just 2 GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. The proposed measure also sought to prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports teams. Speaking of sports, the playoff-bound Dallas Cowboys host the NFC North Division champion Detroit Lions tonight in the Cowboys' regular season home finale. The Cowboys are unbeaten in their first 7 home games this year. The Lions clinched their first divisional title in 30 years with a win over the Minnesota Vikings last week. Tonight's contest kicks off at 7:15 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And on New Year's Eve, a surge of couples exchanging vows in Las Vegas could potentially establish a record as the city's busiest wedding day ever.
This is due to the significance of 12/31/23, recognized in the expansive Las Vegas wedding industry as a specialty date. That's because of its repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. The benchmark to surpass on New Year's Eve is 4,492, which stands as the single-day record for marriages in Las Vegas, set on July 7, 2007, 7707. The second most popular specialty wedding date on record with the county's Marriage Bureau is November 11, 2011, when 3,125 couples tied the knot. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Too many numbers for me. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.